what's going on, Brolger? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington, and I'm here in the basement of TRX Studio Central, aka General Fitness Company. Hey, so today is Memorial Day, and I wanted to give you a little special episode on the memories of, like, you know, that have memories that I've had over the past year in making this business work. So today, that's what we're going to do. Obviously, Memorial Day is a little bit more about fallen soldiers and heroes. But, you know, for me, I come from a military family. So we have, I try not to think about fallen soldiers and military heroes in that sense. Because, you know, it could have been one of my family members. Both my mom and dad were in the Army. So that kind of stuff kind of rubs me the wrong way. And I'd rather think about the greatness that exists now rather than being sad and mournful about those people. I think it was a quote from General Patton who said that only a fool mourns the death of the hero. A wise man will celebrate the hero's life, or something like that. Maybe it was a wise man will thank God that man exists, or something like that. But anyways, you're more than welcome to Google that quote. But the general gist is, you know, don't be sad about people that die or heroes that die. Be happy that the fact that you got to know them, that they were actually touched our lives. So that, in essence, is really what Memorial Day is for me. I think more about the people that have touched my life and the experiences that I've had. So today, whenever you're listening to this, you might not catch it on Memorial Day because I tend to record these a little later. Later on in the evening. But that's what we have for today. A little memorial, thinking about this year in review. And we'll just give you a little chat on how I've been feeling over these past 365 days. And give you an idea of what I hoped is to come into the future for General Fitness Company. So I hope you enjoy this one. We're going to talk a little bit about all these cool things that happened in the past. So we'll call this one the historical context episode. Nah, it's too much. Anyways, let's keep it simple. Let's get it. Stay tuned for episode number 19, the history lesson. All right, so here we go. Episode number 19. We're hitting the home stretch of 20. Well, there's no home stretch. There's really no goal here. We're just trying to go as far as we can go and even further than that. So here we are on episode number 19, doing a little reflection. It's Memorial Day today, and I just wanted to think about the memories that I've had since I started this company approximately a year ago. So anyways, what did we do? We first started off here, and I was a little bit I was a little bit nervous, because when I jumped in here, I pretty much thought that everybody would just come flooding through the doors, because I was a pretty much well-known trainer in the gym that I was in before. The gym that I was in before was definitely not that far down the street. In fact, it's probably less than 2 miles down the road. So the funny thing is that when I opened my doors and sat back and waited for the phone calls to come, and I waited for a week, and then 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks, and none of my old clients called me back, and I didn't call them. They never called me up saying, "Hey, Jerry, we're ready to work out." I started to get a little panicky. I was getting a little nervous. I was like, "Oh boy, did I make the wrong move?" And little I know, that was going to be the catalyst that brought the complete change of idea, personality. I could completely change who I am over the past year. Obviously, I'm still the same fun-loving guy, but I definitely got my head on my shoulders a little bit, screwed on a little bit tighter, and I've started making some more responsible moves with my life, you know? Before, I was much more of a fun-loving, less responsible guy, just to kind of let things go and, you know, try to show as much love out for as many people as I could, but also I was trying to have as much fun as I could. Which is, doesn't go well as an entrepreneur. If you're trying to be a successful entrepreneur, it's good that you're a good people person, but if you're out trying to have a lot of fun and you're not really focusing on building a business, you're going to run into a lot of troubles. And that's what I did over the That's exactly what happened to me over the first 3 months. I think I was just like kind of chilling. I was going out. I had my savings that I was working with. So I was like, yeah, I got money. I'm hanging, you know, I have money for the first time in like forever. You know, I was like, I'm chilling. And then all of a sudden that money started dwindling and I'm starting to look around like, uh-oh. I got bills to pay and this money is not going to last me through the year. And like I said, my clients didn't call me up, my old clients. I had like over 40 clients in my last gym. And I thought I was a pretty good trainer. But you know, the funny thing about us human beings is that we are creatures of habit. And even though I thought that habit would be coming to train with me, the greater habit was for them to just go to that gym. So they ended up, some of them, I don't know what happened to them, some of them are training with other trainers, some of them aren't even training anymore, and a couple of them went over to another gym. So I got probably two or three of my 40 clients to come with me, and I didn't even get them to come with me. The thing was that I didn't want to be that dude that was, you know, I wanted to try to keep myself on the up and up, you know? I didn't want anybody to say that Jerry stole his clients or Jerry persuaded his clients in any way to come to follow him. And obviously, if you're a good trainer, they should follow you. But, you know, that's life, I guess. Maybe I need to, maybe that's probably a little, that was a, like I said, that was a little gut check for me to make me realize that, hey, you know, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was. Which is okay, because, you know, if you're somebody that's not afraid of growth, that reality is probably the best, biggest blessing that you can have. You know, if you're somebody that's pretty much is a little maybe ego-driven and thinks that you're the best, it can be a good thing. But in the sense, if you're trying to grow and, you know, if you're trying to get feedback, narcissism is probably the worst quality you can have. So I ate my humble pie and realized that, hey, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was. And maybe I am pretty good, but, you know, obviously not good enough. The evidence shows that I'm not good enough to persuade people to go 2 miles down the road to continue their training. So, anyways, pity party over. We're going back into reality here. And I started learning how to do Facebook ads and online advertising. And I started really trying to get my message together. Because I thought that was, as I read more and started investigating more and doing more research on Google and studying my competition, looking on Instagram and, you know, all those social media platforms, even LinkedIn, even checking out LinkedIn, see what they're doing on there. And I realized that, you know, everybody that was successful, everybody that could say that they were doing something in the world, they had an absolutely clear message. And for, as for me, my message wasn't so clear. My thing was that, like, you know, I love exercise. I love the fact that it makes you feel good, makes you look good. But I didn't really have a clear way to tell people, like, exercise is good other than exercise is good. So I really went back to the drawing board, went back all over all my old literature that I wrote. You know, I have a daily email that I write every day. And I realized that, like, that even though I did start this business because originally I wanted it to be more than just, you know, push-ups and chicken and broccoli, I realized that it was even more than that mindset thing that I originally set out to instill in the community. It was more so an actual blueprint for the way they should be living your life. And so, like I said, it was less about just, you know, the negative. It was less about, like, the negative, like, stay away from chicken and broccoli and stop doing push-ups all the time. And it was more about setting up that blueprint to say, you know, the good life is not just exercise, it's not just mindset, but it's also your relationships with money, it's your relationships with people, it's relationships with your spirituality, and obviously with your fitness. So I really started to break it down and look at it and say, you know what, like, this fitness thing, General Fitness Company, we're really all about relationship building, not relationship building in the traditional sense, we're talking about boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, but it's really about you creating a relationship with yourself and you creating a relationship with the environment around you that's healthy and that'll help you feel that you're most impactful in the world, if you understand what I'm saying. So I started to try to clear that. I started to try to write and try to communicate and push out my content towards that realm. And I noticed that I started getting more and more attraction from people. More and more people were reading my content. More and more people were coming up to me in the streets and saying, hey, Jerry, this is pretty good stuff that we're reading, pretty good stuff that we're watching. And I hadn't come out my podcast yet, but I was dabbling into daily videos that I was doing on Facebook and trying to pop up on YouTube every once in a while, but I didn't do anything consistently. So I still don't really do that consistently. This podcast, and obviously me coming into work every day is probably the most consistent thing I'm doing right now for the business. So I'm working on that. I admit that I'm a human being that is not quite completely perfect. I'm a little flawed, and I know what I need to do, but I just haven't taken that next step to do it. You know, the videos are, that's a little bit different. That's when you're doing videos. That gets a little bit tougher because now you're actually looking at yourself and you start judging in a different way. You know, when I'm talking on these podcasts, every once in a while I mess up, but the cool thing is that you can just edit that out. If I mess up and say something more than once, that's okay, because I just want to make sure in my mind that it is clear. And sometimes I just start talking and going off on tangents, which maybe we might be considering this right now. But anyways, video is a different medium, and I'm still kind of getting used to that. But you know, the best way to get used to anything, obviously, as we all know, is to just get your butt doing it, right? Just get to doing it. Our grand opening party, August 26th, which is really cool. We had some of my old friends come by. Some of my old clients actually came in to that one. I was hoping that seeing those old clients, it might be like, hey, Jerry, let's work out. But I think maybe one or two of them were excited about that, and the other ones were just like, hey, we're proud of you. Good job, Jerry, and we hope that we wish you the best. And I was like, oh, no. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, yeah, sometimes things work out the way they should work out. And maybe at the end of the day, this is going to be a good thing for helping me to have that discipline and grow my marketing and branding strategy. I think it's kind of interesting for you to understand like what I feel as a solopreneur. And obviously, like, my goal is to make this general fitness company bigger than just a solopreneur. I just haven't found the right rhythm with the people that have been coming to me to work with me or for me. So hopefully we'll get that together soon. You know, as I get the message even more and more clarified, I think it'll be easier to find the people that want to jump in on this team. Obviously, we're starting to grow with the clientele, and maybe we'll find a good trainer out of those clientele. You know, I've had a couple, two of my clients over the past decade or so have actually become really good personal trainers. One in yoga, the other one in actual running. I thought it was pretty cool. Actually, I'm working on another one. We'll see if he turns out. He's a really young one. So we'll see what he does. It's harder with the younger ones, because that discipline is like of absolute importance. It's of the utmost importance when you're a personal trainer. And it's if you have discipline at 22 years old, you are bound for greatness. But I'm not quite sure if this young man has the discipline that we're looking for yet. But I could be wrong, you know? I could be wrong. But and that, you know, that's where we ended up right now. That's where we are. You know, I've had my parties. We've been making some connections with the community around here. I've talked to a few dietitians. I got a dietitian that's on my team that we refer out to her when people ask me dietary questions. We have a few people that are trainers that I obviously refer out to if people either live too far away or what they're looking for isn't quite my expertise. You know, I don't claim to be, even though I'm the TR expert and I run General Fitness Company, I don't claim to be the expert on absolutely everything. I'm a man that knows his limits, and I think that is an important quality for many people to have. Is like, if you know what your limits are, don't go past them. And find someone that does have those limits. Because at the end of the day, if you help those people out in the future, they'll probably help you out. And so I'd like to thank you so much for listening to this episode of TR Expert Talks. A little bit of different format. I'm trying to play around and experiment with some different things. I'm not a big fan of doing things all the time the exact same way. I'm always all about doing experiments, you know, obviously keeping somewhat of a similar blueprint. I still want you to recognize that it's a podcast. But sometimes it's fun to just play around with the format. The last episode was my rant episode, and that was a little different format. And today, we kind of did something a little different as well. Kind of went over the general overview of our company rather than going over like exercises and our real world life lessons, because the whole story was pretty much a real world life lesson of what I've learned over the past year in running and starting this business. So I hope you enjoyed that podcast episode, and we'll be coming back tomorrow with an even better one, because every one of them gets better and better and better. And if you agree or don't agree, feel free to jump on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you consume this content and leave a star 1 through 5, anywhere in between 1 through 5, or leave an actual review. Tell me how you thought about what you thought about this episode. Are you proud of me that I've gone a year? Are you saying to yourself, Jerry, I could do better than you did over a year? Yeah, either way is cool. I appreciate any little bit of feedback, because at the end of the day, all your feedback is just oxygen for the fire that is this podcast. Well, anyways, I appreciate your listening. It's an honor to be almost 20 episodes, and we got a review I saw the other day on iTunes. That's really cool. If it was you, I can't remember who it was, but if it was you, Bear 84, I don't remember who it was. But anyways, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll give you your official thank you. And maybe there'll be some more thank yous that I'll be giving out tomorrow, because they'll hear this and they'll say, oh, I want to get some of that recognition too. So anyways, if you want to get some recognition, you want to get some pub on my episodes towards the back end or front end. I'm thinking about putting some of these things on some of these thank yous on the front end. So you might catch yourself on the front end of the episodes as well. So who knows? Either way, I appreciate it. I appreciate your review. I appreciate you sharing this with your friends. And I just appreciate you listening and taking the time out to have me in your life just for this short few moments. So I hope you have a great day, and we will talk real soon. Yeah, buddy. And as always, keep good company.